श्रीमदेति भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर शील प्रभुपाद की जय। शील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर आविर्भाव महोत्सव की जय। संवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय। Now, you kindly repeat after me. Namo Om Vishnupadaya.
Namo Vishnupadaya.
Krishna Prestaya Bhutale.
Krishna Prestaya Bhutale.
Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta.
Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta.
Saraswati Iti Namine.
Saraswati Iti Namine.
Shri Varshabhanavi Devi.
Shri Varshabhanavi Devi.
Dhaitaya Krupabdhaye.
Dhaitaya Krupabdhaye.
Krishna Sambandha Vidjnana.
Krishna Sambandha Vidjnana.
Dhaine Prabhave Namaha.
Dhaine Prabhave Namaha.
माधुर्योज्ज्वल प्रेमाढ्य श्रीरूपानुग
भक्तिदा
श्री गौर करुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते। नमस्ते
गौरवाणी
श्रीमूर्तये दीनधारिणे रूपानुग विरुद्धाप सिद्धांतद्वंद्वहारिणे। Joy. So you are all very happy today? It is very exciting to remember Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, no? And we should feel fortunate that we have come in parampara of such great acharyas. So, I had two topics in my mind. There is a lot to discuss about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Most of the details about his life are not available. You must be surprised to hear this. Now, there are three volumes like this. Which is written about him. Much more can be written. In the end of this book, Maharaj, he mentions that this book is just a springboard, you know. You can write more about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So originally they had planned to write about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his disciples, even when he was present in this world, personally present in this world. That time they wanted to write about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in three volumes. So first volume is about his life in childhood, and the second volume about his teachings, third volume interviews of his disciples and his followers and his acquaintances about him and his teachings. So first volume was ready to be published, then the manuscript was stolen or lost. So some devotees, they say that deliberately it was destroyed because of the later schism in Gaudiya Math. So they wanted to name that book as Saraswati Jayashree. So it would have been, some devotees, they say that it would have been even bigger than Mahabharata. So Mahabharata is 1,10,000 verses. So we have Bhagavatam 18,000 verses, no? Like that. So much information was there, but it is lost. Anyway, there is a lot. I had two topics in my mind. One was about Srila Prabhupada has spoken a lot about his Guru Maharaj. So some of that I wanted to discuss. Another topic was in my mind, why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur preached strongly. So why he preached strongly? Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his father, was preaching very widely before him. His mission was failure, that's why he preached strongly. You must be wondering, how can Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mission would be failure? It is not failure, because their mission is still continuing, right or not? We are, you know? So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur himself said about it. Bhakti Vinod Dhara will continue to flow. So that means we will understand this. What is, how it is, apparently it was failure, but it was not actually failure. So in one, no, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it happens with even in the life of acharyas. So Krishna arranges their pastimes in such a way that newcomers in Krishna consciousness should get inspiration. And especially we are talking about preaching. So new preachers should not become discouraged by apparent reverses in preaching. Therefore, sometimes Krishna arranges some frustration in preaching's in missionary activities of great acharyas also. So we see that often it is happening in the life of all the acharyas, in the missionary activities of all Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Like, you must have read, those who have read Leelamrita, Prabhupada in 1970, he wrote a letter to Thamala Krishna Maharaj, who was preaching in America, in Europe, and Prabhupada was in America, Los Angeles. So he wrote a letter, "You take me away, I'm very frustrated, you take me away from this place," like that, "far away from this place," like that. He writes, because some of the disciples were conspiring against Srila Prabhupada. Like that, even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's life also we see. He was preaching very strongly, and all the local Apasampradaya leaders, they became very unhappy with him, and they banned all public programs for Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So they told, "Don't give even alms to him," like that. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was frustrated. Then all Panchatattva, by the time his Guru Maharaj had passed away, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur also had passed away. So Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they all came in his dream and encouraged him again to preach. They said, "We are all behind you." So like that. So here we see Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes about his frustration in one of the articles in Sajjana Toshani. Sajjana Toshani was a magazine run by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The harmonist explained So English version of that. How Bhaktivinoda Thakur was preaching and what was the result of that. The harmonist explained the rationale behind Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's broad policy. The Sajjana Toshani, as edited by Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Oh, this is what which one I am reading. Yeah, this one, next page. So there is some note I will read. Even in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's presence, various camps of pseudo-Vaishnavas had taken advantage of his lenience and repopularizing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Indeed, his retirement from the public life was impelled by the resurgence of the Apasampradayas, as he himself had revealed. So he was preaching pure bhakti. Then many people took to pure bhakti. Then again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission became popular. Then this popularity was used by again Apasampradayas. So it happens, you know, right? Sometime you must have seen in Karmi secular purpose some bottles, you know. Previously that Aquafina, you know, water bottle was there. With a similar, just little change, you know, they make one. You must have observed, right? Aqua, some other, you know, just change a little bit. Because they want to take advantage of the success of Aquafina. So like that, many Apasampradayas again started taking advantage of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur's preaching success. So again, resurgence of Apasampradayas. His purpose was to subdue all these Apasampradayas. And you all understand, no, Apasampradayas. So those who deviate from proper teachings of the Sampradaya. So then he reveals about that, how again they popped up. Today we are sitting, then he, out of frustration, he leaves Calcutta preaching field and goes to Jagannath Puri. And then he starts doing Nirjan Bhajan there. Today we are sitting in a Bhajana Kutir in Sri Purushottama Kshetra. So he is writing this in his article. Why have we abandoned the capital of scholarship, the crowded and busy Calcutta, to escape to this far off place? Many days ago, when we had just started the publication of Sajjana Toshani, our heart was enlivened with hope. The more an unadulterated Vaishnava Dharma is promoted throughout the world, the more benefit its people would get. We took up our work with such honest intentions. Many learned Goswamis and Babaji started coming from all different parts of Bengal to offer help. Several learned impersonalists joined us and, captivated by the beauty of Shuddha Bhakti, started manifesting pure Vaishnava behavior. On hearing the charming instructions on Vaishnava Dharma, even mundaners were enchanted by Shuddha Bhakti. Those fond of music and song who were previously averse to God now submerged themselves wholeheartedly in the waves of Shuddha Hari Kirtana, continuously rejoicing at their good fortune. In towns and villages, devotional societies were established one after another. In this way, Shuddha Vaishnava Dharma manifested its glories in the hearts of almost every person in Bengal, astounding and delighting all by its natural splendor and sweetness. Seeing such changes beyond our boldest expectations in the life of Bengal, our enthusiasm in preaching Shuddha Bhakti increased day by day. Unfortunately, at this very point, the times and course of events suddenly altered. All those false religions that had hidden themselves hither and thither from the powerful rays of Vaishnava Dharma, just as glowworms hide from the rays of the sun, suddenly started crawling out from their hiding places. taking on new forms, Mayavad, the dharma of the asuras, that for the time being had sunk into the abyss of forgetfulness, emerged once again in the people's conversations and discussions. This time came plagued by the words of Smriti, and having taken refuge on the boat of Brahmana scholar's logic. Following them, Mayavad accomplices, the yogis, appeared both in this country and abroad, causing confusion in the entire religious domain. From the other side, sensualists began causing harm to the world by taking the form of varied pseudo-religions, religious groups such as Sahajiyas, Bowls and the like. A few worms swarming in the stool of Pratishtha displayed the utmost effrontery by posing before the ignorant public as avatars of Bhagavan. So very strong. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you see, this whole, here there is, before this article, which is written by himself, so Maharaj writes that, taking advantage of his lenience, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very accommodative and lenient in his preaching, dealing with people, interacting with people. But in his writing, he was very strong. He was like here you see, all these light worms, Mayavad as a dharma of the asuras, and worms in the stool, he says, Pratishtha displayed the. So Pratishtha means, you all understand, desire to become popular, desire to respect and adoration. So sometime it can be used in Krishna service, but it is very risky also. So main thing is, we have to present Krishna consciousness as it is, Bhagavad Gita as it is. So you all know, first why we came to, attracted to Prabhupada, because Prabhupada is presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, right? We did not go to Ravi Shankar, we did not go to Asharam Bapu or someone, or Nityananda, so called Paramahamsa, because we saw that Prabhupada is presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. So that is very, so popularity is not our goal. Our goal is to present the message as it is. So, swarming in the stool of Pratishtha displayed the utmost effrontery by posing before the ignorant public as avatars of Bhagavan. Others took attractive Vaishnava names, decorated themselves with Acharya titles, and started promoting non-Vaishnava ideas in the guise of Vaishnava Dharma. Jati Gosais, etc. Our heart shattered on seeing this drastic turn of events. While we were looking for the cause of what was happening, the following words of Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pada suddenly unfolded in our heart. Kala Kalir Bhalina, Prabodhananda Saraswati has written. You know Prabodhananda Saraswati, he was immediate follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, originally from Sri Rangam, Sri Vaishnava. He was a uncle of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So on the advice or order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to Vrindavan. He took sannyas there. And he just stayed in Vrindavan. He never went out of Vrindavan. He never stepped out of Vrindavan. He took Kshetra sannyas. And he has written many books. Vrindavana Mahima Amrita. Then this is Chaitanya Chandra Amrita, this verse is from, which we are going to read now. Prabhupada quoted many verses from Chaitanya Chandra Amrita. That verse you all know, that Tridashapura Akasha Pushpayate Kaivalya Narkayate Durdantindriya Sarpa Kala Patali. So this is Kala Khalir Bhalina Indriya Vairi Varghaha श्री भक्ति मार्ग यह कंटक कोटि रुद्ध आह क्वयामि विकला किमहम करोमि चैतन्य चंद्र यदि नाद्य कृपाम करोषि. सो दिस वर्स इज देयर. इट इज कलियुगा. आवर एनिमी इज द सेंसेस आर पावरफुल. इन दिस वर्ल्ड द पाथ ऑफ भक्ति इज स्पाइक्ड विथ मिलियंस ऑफ थॉर्नी ऑब्स्टेकल्स. ओ चैतन्य चंद्र, इफ यू डू नॉट बेस्टो योर मर्सी ऑन मी टूडे, देन बींग कन्फ्यूज वेयर विल आई गो एंड वॉट विल आई डू. So, you may wonder that, oh, bhakti is so sweet, and we are told, so that susukum kartum avayam, it is very joyful, it is to perform, right? But here what it is told, Shri Bhakti Margaya Kantaka Koti Ruddha. So it is spiked with millions of thorns, it is told. Actually, bhakti is very joyful and very easy, but our situation is not easy. Our material conditioning is not. Especially conditioning to Bangalore is very not, not so easy. So we have material desires, we have influence of three modes of material nature. So all these things are, they cause a lot of obstacles in bhakti. Tearfully chanting these words, we reached the place of Lord's appearance, Sri Mayapur. Yet even there our sorrow did not subside. Having forsaken our homeland in search of the Lord, we finally came to Sri Kshetra, that is Jagannath Puri, the place of His disappearance. Here we rolled in despair on the golden sands. And then the Lord revealed the following message in our heart. O Sajjana Toshani. He is putting himself in the position of Sajjana Toshani. May thou be in peace. In this samsara, the nature acquired by the jivas according to their karma is unlimited. Rebirths pushes them to assume more karma again and again. As long as they are not fully freed from non-devotional desires, whatever good instruction you give them will bounce off their ears and not penetrate their heart. Thus, no matter how well you preach bhakti dharma, however much you discuss bhakti katha, due to their karma you will not be able to give them anything substantial. Hence, nothing will come of all your speeches and discourses. Now hear my command, stay in the place where after burying my beloved Haridas, I performed loud kirtana. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to him. Reside here and pray for the welfare of burdened souls by constantly chanting the glories of Sri Nama. Hearing these glories will bring them the sukruti that will give them confidence in the power of the name. This in turn will bless them with faith in Shuddha Bhakti, birth after birth. In obedience to the order of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the Lord of our heart, here we set up a bhajana kutir where the heaving waves wash on to the seashore. This bhajan kutir is presently is contemplated in Sri Kshetra or Purushottam Kshetra or Jagannath Puri. So in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur expressed dissatisfaction in preaching. So because of this, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur took a very aggressive approach, very strong and aggressive approach. So he did not compromise. Prabhupada used to tell this one point I wanted to discuss also. So Prabhupada called it as chopping technique. So of course even other God brothers of Srila Prabhupada are disciples of, they would say that. So Prabhupada, he commented on that, my Guru Maharaj preaching technique is chopping technique. One hand book, another Bhagavatam, another hand sword or axe. So he used very strong strong words. This is a duty of a sadhu. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, Krishna defined sadhu. So he says that tato dustanga mustraja satsu sajeta buddhiman santa evasya chindanti mano vyasanga mukti bihi. So an intelligent person should give up bad association and should take association of the sadhus. And sadhus, what they do? With their strong words, they cut all our material attachments which are born of mental mano vyasanga mukti bhi, mental speculation. So sometime in a very figuratively Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained this verse. With a sharp sword of or axe of strong words, so a sadhu chops off sacrificial sheeps of material attachments. Like that he says. So again I am paraphrasing, but some these words like that. So we see that he used a very strong and aggressive approach, and Prabhupada also no compromise. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was. So one time, one of the apasampradayas, there are many apasampradayas, hundreds and hundreds, 13 were prominent among them. So one of the apasampradayas is Gauranagari, Gauranganagari or Gauranagari. Nagara means enjoyer, hero. That in Yashomati Nandana, Brajabara Nagara, it is told. Krishna is called as Brajabara Nagara. Brajabara Nagara means he is enjoyer of the damsels of Vrindavan. So gopis. So Krishna is enjoyer, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Krishna. So these the Gaura Nagaris or Gauranga Nagaris, they made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as enjoyer of Navadvipa, damsels of Navadvipa. But actually it is not true, right or not? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not appear as enjoyer. He appeared, although Krishna, he appeared as devotee. So how to give enjoyment in Krishna's? Radha Bhava Dhuti Suvalitam. He appeared as the highest devotee. In the mood of highest devotee, Srimati Radharani, who gives highest pleasure to Krishna. So this is rasabhas. This is not proper presentation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood, thinking him to be enjoyer of. So there is such apasampradaya there. So one time the leader of this apasampradaya came to meet Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And generally it happens when you meet a great personality, by their presence you become moved, you know, right? So by talking to them or by hearing from them, that may not remain afterwards. Often it happens with us, right or not? So that is because of our conditioning. So he came and met, he had discussion with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he was completely moved by the personality and preaching of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. After going back, so this Gauranga Nagari is also used to run a magazine. So he wrote a very good article glorifying and appreciating so Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his work. So and that was brought to the notice of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And in the and what was the response of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur? In next 6 consecutive editions of Gaudiya. Gaudiya was another Bengali magazine which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to run. He used to run many magazines. One was a daily, no? That Nadiya Prakash was a daily, everyday newspaper. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had articles right against Gauranga, six editions, point by point, point by point, refuting all the aspects of their deviation. Gauranga Nagar is how they are bogus. So continuously six editions. So that was his. He defines humility. What is meant by humility? Humility means complete submission to the truth and no sympathy to untruth. So this is what we see in, there his response to Gauranga Nagar is. So he could have been sympathized. Oh, they are appreciating us, right or not? So in this way, we should not become affected by all the false appreciation of some mundaners, materialistic people. Prabhupada was also asked, was told, by his disciples, Prabhupada, you should be given Nobel Prize, like that. Prabhupada said, I am not an ass, he said. Nobel Prize is for asses. Nobel Prize is for asses. So he quoted that verse from second canto. Svabidvara hostrakara samstuta purusha pashu. Svabidvara, sva means dogs. Vidvara means tool eating hogs. Hostra means horses. Karai means asses. So such people glorify another bigger animal. So this is Nobel Prize, it is. If any karmis are appreciating us, that we should understand this is a glorification of hogs, dogs, horses and asses and dogs, that's all. So they may get some benefit, but we should remember that. We should not fail to expose their nonsense. So in this way, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur took a very strong approach. Another time, he often used to send, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur often used to send preaching parties, so to different places for preaching. He would have different people, two mridanga players, few kartal players, one cook and one lead preacher. He would be generally sannyasi. Some 2-3 assistants to him, like that, they would be. So in this way, he would have a team of devotees and send them here and there for preaching. One time, Prabhupada godbrother, is a good friend of Prabhupada, Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. So he went with a team of devotees to Kulia. Kulia is present Navadvip. For preaching. And there was a public program. So in the public program, Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, he was not giving lecture. He did not give lecture. He engaged another brahmachari to give lecture. And openly he told that in the public program that Vivekananda is a demon and Sharada is a prostitute. So Ramakrishna is a rascal. So openly told, and people became so furious, that too in Bengal, Bengal. Now also in Bengal, they don't like to hear such things. So Vivekananda, Vivekananda, Swami Vivekananda. So they are very popular now also. It has reduced now. One time recently in one of my lectures in Hyderabad, so one Bengali person had come. Then after the lecture I said, oh, you are from Bengal, you have to take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching seriously. Even Prabhupada also was from Bengal. So he preached Krishna consciousness all over. Immediately he spoke out, oh, two great personalities from Bengal. One is Vivekananda, another is Prabhupada. Then I said, don't equate Prabhupada with Vivekananda, I said. He is nowhere near Srila Prabhupada. He became so angry. So angry. So there was heated argument, but of course now he has become nice devotee, that person. So that day he argued, but now he has become devotee. So he is very humble. So anyway, they became very furious people, outraged, and they started taking stones and throwing on the stage. Whole program collapsed. So next day, it was a 3-day program. Then next day, some devotees went and met the organizers, convinced them. So look, we will ask apology, public apology. So you can arrange for program. Why to resume the program today also? So then when they heard that, they are going to ask apology, then again they resumed. Then this time Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj gave lecture. So he did not ask apology. But again, he very analytically, systematically, shastrically, he explained to the people that, look, we are all representatives of Veda Vyas and all the Parampara Acharyas. So any teachings which are against Parampara, so being representatives, we cannot misrepresent. So, and we have to speak out. So like that he gave a lecture and pacified the people, and people became more happy. And when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur heard about this, he did not become upset. By that brahmachari. So he was very happy, you did well, he said. So sometime we may be PR disaster. Even Srila Prabhupada, often he was PR disaster. You understand PR disaster? Public relations disaster. Just to give an example, in Chicago, it was when? It was 1974 or 76 something. So that woman, lady interviewer, reporter, she came to interview Srila Prabhupada, and especially she wanted to discuss on Prabhupada, why he preaches that women are less intelligent, women. Should be protected, why he preaches against women's liberation. Then Prabhupada said this women's liberation is promoted by men only to exploit you. They want to make you prostitutes like that. So she did not like it, and she banged the door and went away. Next day in all the newspapers in Chicago, headlines were Hare Krishna Swami, different ways. Hare Krishna Swami says, women are less intelligent, this, that, so many things they wrote. All those newspapers were brought to Srila Prabhupada, but Prabhupada did not become upset. He didn't. So he did not care for all this. So what is the use of all this? That vox populi, public opinion. So Prabhupada says, what is the use of opinion of cats and dogs? Right or not? Most of the people in this world are cats and dogs there. So it's nonsense. So anyway, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very angry. At that time, no one in Bengal and all, wherever Gaudiya Math preaching was going on, no one dared to speak any words against Krishna, Radha, or Gaudiya Sampradaya, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, no one dared to speak. If they speak, finished they would be. mostly they would attack, they would be they would attack them through writing, writing and publications. So like some time back, you see, some 4 or 5 years back, one Supreme Court judge made a comment on Radha and Krishna, because they are, the issue was live-in relationship that had come to. So that guy, he said, even Radha Krishna also did this. What is wrong in this, like that, you know, rascal? So such people should be attacked very heavily through writing. So anything against. Here it is told, no? Sri Rupanuga Viruddhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine. So he would destroy that. So basically there are two ways of preaching. One is bhakti preaching, the positive aspect of Krishna consciousness. So another is refuting all atheistic ideas, defeating them, atheistic theories. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur teaches that this negative preaching, Nityananda Prabhu, recently Nityananda Trayodashi was there, it is told about Nityananda Prabhu, prema pracharana ara pashanda dalana dui karya avadhuta korena brahmana. Avadhuta, that Nityananda Prabhu, he would wander from place to place doing two things. One is preaching bhakti, prema prachara, and another is pashanda dalana, defeating atheistic ideas. So sometime Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained that there are two ways of preaching. One is positive preaching, another is negative preaching. So positive preaching means telling about bhakti, Krishna. So negative preaching means attacking all bogus ideas, defeating them. So he said in Kali Yuga, so negative preaching is more important than positive preaching is. So as long as all these misconceptions and bogus ideas there in us, then whatever bhakti we do, it will be, so it will not give result. So all the misconceptions have to be removed. So just to give an example, traditionally there were different kinds of Mishra Bhaktis, Karma Mishra, Jnana Mishra, Yoga Mishra Bhaktis. So in the definition of Shuddha Bhakti, so we should not mix all these, you know, different kinds of other practices, spiritual practices. So they should, or that different spiritual practices should not cover bhakti. So that is a point. Now in modern days, we don't have these traditional mixtures, because karma mishra means that danger will come only in varnashrama system. And jnana mishra means those who are philosophical, they study shastra and especially impersonal aspects, impersonal statements in the shastra. And yoga, they do ashtanga yoga. Now most of the things, these things are not there, right? No one goes to Himalaya to perform yoga, right? They don't have any strong desire to do yogas, right? But we mix many other things now. We mix vikarma mishra bhakti. So our occupation is vikarma, it is not pious activity, it is, right? We mix all modern ideas in Krishna. Like nowadays in ISKCON, celebrating birthdays has become very popular now. The first teaching of Bhagavad Gita is you are not this body, and by celebrating birthday we are, you know, declaring, we are putting them in bodily conception of life, right? I am this body, I am born in particular date and time and all this kind of thing. So like that we mix all these kind of things. So mostly one of the big anartha among devotees now is modernization. They mix all this modern socio so whatever in the name of Yukta Vairagya or whatever. So in this way we have to take to traditional Krishna consciousness, traditional approach to Krishna consciousness. Okay, so we'll stop here. So we still have time. No, you still have time or you have to go now? Till 8:30 we'll take. So we can take some questions also. So yeah, anyway, so in this way we see that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur preached very vigorously, aggressively, and it is also described that even many of the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's followers could not understand his approach. So they said that, oh, he has deviated like that. One of his own brother also was against his approach. Lalit Prasad Dutt. He is very great devotee, no doubt. Great soul, pure devotee. But still, they had disagreements. Although Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a leader of that time, Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha was there, no? Right? He was president of Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha. He would sign Patra Raja, Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha, Siddhanta Saraswati, like that he would sign. Like Prabhupada, he always told, below my name there should be Founder Acharya, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, like that it should be there. So similarly, he was president of Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha. Still, side by side, he started Gaudiya Math. Because although Bhaktivinoda Thakur had started many institutions, Navadvip Dham, Pracharini Seva, Sabha, and like that, here in that article which we read, no, in towns and villages, devotional societies were established one after another. So like that, he had started so many institutions, societies. But still, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not choose to. He was part of them. They would meet, mutual respect they maintained. But side by side, he started Gaudiya Math because he wanted to start a very dynamic, thronging movement, not stale and stagnant. When we say this word movement, movement means we should be moving apart. So we should not be just part of this. Now you see, now we have in ISKCON also, we are just urbanized movement. It is, it's not a movement actually in one sense, it's completely urbanized, just merged with the modern society. Apparently there is no much distinction between devotees and non-devotees, right or not? If you see, atyahara prayasasya prajalpo niyamagraha janasangasya laulyamsa, if you study this verse, apparently, devotees' activities and non-devotees' activities are both are more or less same. Right or not? Every day you all go running. Come back. Apparently, no much time for bhakti. Occupation cannot be directly engaged in Krishna service. It is not a service to Krishna. It is service to boss. In definition of pure bhakti, Krishna anushilanam, it is told. Now it is what it is? Bhasa. Anushila nama, like that. So we have to move apart. That is movement, right or not? So that was our Acharya's mode, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was not satisfied with the water. Because previously, what was the main one of the contention was that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by seeing so many apasampradayas, so many fall downs, so many these all this Babaji is doing illicit sex and all. He said it is better that devotees be grahasthas, like that he said. So but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, what he started doing? He started kidnapping all young boys from the homes and he made them brahmacharis, sannyasis, and like that, you know, very dynamic preaching movement he wanted to start. Not that just sit in your home and do some bhajan, morning, evening, little bit. Take prasadam, pious eating, sleeping. So, not like that. So he wanted to make a very dynamic movement. Therefore, he started Gaudiya Math in 1918. He took sannyas on Gaur Purnima day. Next day he went to Calcutta and started this Gaudiya Math. So again Gaudiya Math later it failed, right or not? Failed in the sense, so it did not remain as a, you know, dynamic movement which was envisioned by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Therefore Prabhupada had to start in ISKCON. So what is the future now? He will start another institution, hopefully. ISKCON should continue, but we have to understand the teachings properly. It is very important. So in ISKCON we see that sometimes it's a multi-guru system is there. Prabhupada made that. So we all have love for our gurus. Sometimes devotees they stress my guru's mood like that, my Guru Maharaj mood like that is different like that. So that should not be so much emphasized. Prabhupada's mood should be, mission should be emphasized. That is what will bind us together. So Prabhupada teachings. So we can serve Srila Prabhupada under our guidance of our guru or whatever, our spiritual authorities. So but we should remember the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. So whatever is necessary, it should be done. So anyway, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in this way he started Gaudiya Matha and he preached very widely. And one time one person, he was going in, you know that boats are there, they make sound in Bengal, like that. So I don't know, those days it must be a little different, but it was there. Steam engine boats or something like that. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was going with some of his followers. One person he asked, why we see that there is so much difference between you and your guru? Your guru was, right, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was sitting at one place doing day and night chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So when he becomes hungry, he would not eat also. He would just go on chanting. If he becomes too much hungry, he would go and eat some mud and go on chanting Hare Krishna. That was Gaur Kishore Das. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says that he is chanting and giving us potency to preach very widely. And he gives that example. So of that machine, you know, machine. So machine is not moving in one sense, right or not? Boat is moving, right or not? Machine, but machine, it is powered by machine. So similarly, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj is like that. Okay, we'll stop here. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare. Any questions, comments?
Once I discussed with one of the devotees like about celebrating birthday, he said like, because we have got this body, so in this human form we are, we'll be able to do Krishna consciousness. So that's the way you can say it.
How they apply philosophy is it is correct philosophy but wrong application. Yeah, you can make up anything, right or not? You can quote Prabhupada for anything actually. You can prove anything with quoting Srila Prabhupada. Yeah, but that is not a teaching of Bhagavad Gita. That is not Bhagavad Gita as it is, right? Prabhupada called birthday as death day, he said. Then what else?
In our office, we had one discussion with one of our friend actually. He is also a devotee. So he says, why women are less intelligent? You know, we were trying to tell the, as Shastra said, we need to accept that.
Because he is such an idiot that he thinks that this engineering is a great intelligence, he says. That is a problem with him. So before that, what is good real intelligence? That has to be defined, right or not? According to Bhagavad Gita, the buddhi which is focused on self-realization, that is actual buddhi. Vyavasayatmika buddhi. Sama ekeha kuru nandana bahushakaya anantasya buddhayo vyavasayinam. Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam thayapaharita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadho navidiyate. So, buddhi should be fixed in samadhi, self-realization. That is intelligence. Knowledge begins from self-realization. Right? Atma vidya. That is ABCD of spiritual. So learning, knowledge, intelligence means self-realization. Now women, I will tell you why they are less intelligent. This is our definition of intelligence, knowledge and, you know, right or not, self-realization. Below that everything else is ignorance. That is what is, you know, that is what is definition of Bhagavad Gita. Why women spend time decorating themselves, you tell me. Or in modern days, why they are so revealing? Huh? Why they are so revealing? Nowadays in India, this leg, you know, this skin tight has become very famous now. Everyone wears skin tight. They want to show their bodily figure. Huh? Why they want to do this show off? Tell me. Yeah, they want to attract opposite sex so that they want to enjoy sense gratification. Sense gratification is enemy of self-realization. Simple it is, very simple. Understand Bhagavad Gita, you know. That's why they are less intelligent. In the history, is there any woman who has ran away and attained self-realization? Give me any examples. There may be some very exceptional cases.
They are not much advanced.
So the point is, has anyone run away? They may say, no, we were suppressed. Manu Samhita says, oh, daughter should be protected by husband, father and wife should be protected by husband and elderly mother should be protected by son. So we were not given opportunity. Men are also not given opportunity. Which father tells you, go and join Hare Krishna Brahmacharya Ashram? Any father and mother blesses you, even devotees will not bless you. Still, there are many boys who have, you know, India was a, not now, now they have become lechas, all Indians. India was a vast galaxy of, you know, renunciates. Indian, if you study philosophical, cultural, you know, religious history of India, it's a vast galaxy of renunciates, tapasvis, austere people. Who did so much tapasya, so many austerities, who had so many dreams, so many realizations. Extraordinary realizations of cosmos, life and all those things. Extraordinary, legendary intellectuals. But we don't see any woman in such a list, you know, right? Right or not? I was pushing Animesh to join Brahmacharya Ashram. He was not allowed, right or not? Right? but he is a good devotee now. So like that. Clear? Who can refute this point? Anyone can refute this point? So Bhagavad Gita is.
He is trying to give actually because they are not given the chance to.
Yeah, but boys are also not given chance. Who wants to give up? Which parents wants, you know, guardians or parents want you to give up sense gratification and attain self-realization? No one wants, because everyone is in ignorance in material world. Materials. It is not that only boys. For spiritual life, both have equal opportunities.
And he that his wife is more intelligent than he.
But it is not, of course, from bhakti point of view, there have been very legendary devotees, Kunti, Draupadi and all those people, no? But from bhakti point of view. We are defining sense, you know, intelligence means what, no? Right? According to Bhagavad Gita, basic definition. So, who can refute these points? This is how we have to understand. Everything should be understood according to Bhagavad Gita. That is our standard. So many of our devotees, they don't understand. They think that all this technology and is intelligence. It's a nonsense it is. Technology is ignorance it is. Women, if they know all these things, typing and all, so they think that it is intelligence. It's ignorance. What is knowledge, what is ignorance, clear, we should have distinct idea of what is what, based on Bhagavad Gita. So, some of our devotees, they don't understand it, even big preachers, you know. Recently one issue, became one big issue about this topic. Sometime they quote, one devotee was quoting it seems, Prabhupada translation of this is not correct. Mami partha vipashitya epishu papa yonaya striyo vaishastata shudra stepi yanti paramgati. And he was quoting previous acharyas it seems. Previous acharyas, they divide this into four categories. Papa Yoni and Stri Vaishya Shudra, like that. And Prabhupada has applied Papa Yoni to all these three actually. It becomes a pronoun, you know, like that. Papa Yoni is pronoun, it becomes pronoun, you know, in Prabhupada translation, which is applied. Even if you take that, it is separate four categories. Other day I think I discussed this, right, in our class there. I gave no one class on this. If you see the contextual meaning, next verse what it says, Kim punar brahmana punya bhaktya rajarshayastata. So what to speak of, you know, rajarshis, brahmanas and elevated devotees. That means Krishna is making two categories here. One is this, you know, yeah. So, Stri, Vaishya, Shudra or whatever, Papa Yoni. And another category is? Rajarshis and Brahmanas and all. That shows that women are in lower position compared to? So, this Rajarshis and Brahmanas. Simple, right? But our big scholars and preachers, they don't understand. So, anyway, Bhagavad Gita should be understood as it is. Bhagavad Gita as it is. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sorry to comment on others, but if someone comments on Srila Prabhupada, it's not wrong to comment on them.